Wow. Well, welcome to the first ever podcast episode of Grounded in Grace. This is Kayani Lake Phillips, and I'd like to share with you what the Lord has been impressing upon my heart recently about seasons and changes. Thanks for joining me today to talk about seasons and change. A few weeks ago, my pastor spoke on Ecclesiastes 3, where the Lord had led me to read in my personal Bible study time. Let's go ahead and read Ecclesiastes 3, if you don't mind. For every time there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. This is the first part of Ecclesiastes 3, and what my pastor had spoke on was how the last so many years, the society around us has become so good at all of these things that Solomon has told us about. There's a balance to this life, right? We have a balance of good and bad, a balance of joy and pain, and Pastor Boyd was saying in his sermon a few weeks ago was that we have become very good at being on the negative side of this balance that Solomon has given us in chapter 3. And now it's time, we're stepping into a new season where it's time to go to the other end and start going to the positive side of these things, to be joyful and to stop being sad. So it's all about balancing our life with these things. And our society, if you would agree, has been pretty negative. It has been pretty hateful and pretty filled with not the best things. So especially as the body of Christ and the church, it's time for us to stand up as well and to say, no, it's time to go to the other side. We've been in this negative space long enough. So let's go to this positive space. Let's go to praising the Lord and giving Him thanksgiving for all He's done for us and given to us. Another thing that stood out to me was actually at the end of chapter 3. Verse 12 says, I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. This part blew me away because just a few weeks before, I was struggling with working. I was struggling with my job. I absolutely love my job. I love the kids I work with and who I work with, but it's hard. And I was at a point where I was like, Lord, I don't know if I can do this anymore. Like, I need help. And a few weeks before Pastor Boyd's message on changing of seasons and times, he spoke about how God expects us to find our identity in Christ alone. Not in our work, not in anything else, but in Christ. And that hit me because I just realized, like, I need to keep my eyes on Him. I need to keep my eyes on the Lord. He has put me in this place for a reason and a time, and it's not through my strength at all. It's through His strength that I get through this. And once I figured out and gave up finding my identity in my job, I was able to rejoice and be able to enjoy what I do. I love my kids. I love being able to teach. I love doing my job because I wasn't finding my identity in myself anymore. I was finding my identity in Christ. God is so good and gracious when He's teaching me about new ideas and concepts and teaching me new understandings. He is a gentleman like that. And I hope that my experience and my walk with the Lord, being able to share with you, has been a blessing to you. And I just truly appreciate you joining me on my very first episode of Grounded in Grace. And I really hope to see you next time. Be blessed and have a wonderful week.